Hey beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about reclaiming focus and beating addiction in a world that's constantly trying to hijack your attention. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving into something juicy today. Coping with those pesky dopamine withdrawal symptoms. Ever felt like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions when you try to cut back on something addictive? Yeah, that's the dopamine detox in action. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a miserable experience. We're going to bust these withdrawal myths and equip you with practical strategies to navigate those challenging moments. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to surviving and thriving through dopamine withdrawal. First things first, let's talk about what actually happens in your brain when you pull back from something addictive. Remember, dopamine is that feel-good neurochemical that makes us crave rewards and repeat behaviors. When you constantly bombard your system with those quick hits of dopamine, think scrolling through social media, binge-watching TV, or even gaming, your brain gets used to it, craving more and more. When you try to cut back, that's when the withdrawal symptoms kick in. It's like your brain is screaming, "Give me what I want." Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Recognize the roller coaster. Don't freak out. Those cravings, irritability, anxiety, and even fatigue are all normal parts of the process. Your brain is simply readjusting, rewiring itself for a healthier relationship with those rewards. Think of it as a detox. You wouldn't expect your body to bounce back instantly after a major cleanse, right? 2. Embrace mindfulness. This is where things get really cool. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help you become aware of those cravings and observe them without giving in. You're not fighting the craving, you're simply acknowledging it and letting it pass. It's like watching a wave crash on the shore, intense for a moment, then gone. 3. Fuel your body right. Believe it or not, what you eat plays a huge role. Focus on whole foods, fruits, veggies, lean protein, the kind of stuff that keeps your energy levels balanced and your mood stable. Sugary snacks and processed foods can actually worsen those withdrawal symptoms, so ditch them for healthy alternatives. 4. Find new sources of dopamine. Remember, dopamine isn't just about addiction. It's also released when you engage in activities that make you feel good, like listening to music, spending time with loved ones, exercising, or pursuing a hobby. Find those healthy outlets and fill your days with joy. 5. Celebrate the wins, big and small. Seriously, don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Every day you choose to resist that urge, every mindful moment you practice, is a victory. Celebrate those milestones, treat yourself with something healthy, of course. Write in a journal, or share your success with someone who supports your journey. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's been trying to cut back on social media for months, but those notifications were like little siren calls. Every time she opened the app, her brain felt the dopamine rush and it was hard to resist. One day, Sarah decided to try a new approach. Instead of deleting the app entirely, which felt too extreme, she set daily limits and turned off notifications. That way, she could still connect with friends and family but without feeling constantly bombarded. She also started taking 15-minute walks during her breaks, which helped clear her head and provided a healthy dose of dopamine from exercise and fresh air. As the weeks went by, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt less anxious, more focused, and had more time for activities she actually enjoyed. The withdrawal symptoms were still there, but they were manageable. Sarah learned that it's not about deprivation, it's about finding healthy alternatives that nourish your mind and soul. So remember, beautiful brains, you are capable of reclaiming your focus and beating those addictive urges. Dopamine withdrawal can feel like a wild ride, but with the right mindset and strategies, you can emerge stronger and more resilient than ever. Embrace the journey, celebrate your wins, and keep reminding yourself that you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights and join us on our dopamine damage control adventure. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.